This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Maybe a little recovery this weekend after what the heck Friday was. That was, Hugh, that was awesome being there at the parade. We're going to play some of our favorite moments from the parade coming up in a little bit. But the atmosphere, the crowd, Hugh, that was really cool. The spot we got to be at and the rooftop.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was cool. And then, walking a little bit through the city as everyone is dispersing after the speeches. What a great, great day. And so much for us to, go back on for years to come with that great memory of last week and a Super Bowl parade. 215-592-9494. But as we kind of, come back to reality here on the Eagles and the fact that they're going to try to defend this thing, one of the first things that hit me this morning is they're going to have to do it without their offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore is not going to be here. He's the head coach of the Saints. It really flew into the radar last week because of how many good things we were talking about. But I do think it's a big deal. Hugh does it. One thing that's impacting why I think it's a big deal, Hugh, he could raid the staff. So there's a lot of reporting right now on who he's interviewing down there in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a real chance he takes with him a few Eagles coaches. So that adds to
offensive
the mix.
Coaches.
Well, not just that. So he's going to interview, there was a report last week, Kevin Petullo, who's the pass game coordinator here. We played Jalen talking about him. He could interview for the job.
Mm-hmm.
He has interviewed, or he's about to, Doug Nussmeier, who's been his quarterback coach along the way, Dallas, Los Angeles here. That seems like a natural fit that he brings him along. But here there was also a report that he's interviewing Christian Parker, the Eagles defensive backs coach, to be the defensive coordinator down there. So I don't know how many of these coaches are actually going to go, how many he's just giving interviews to, but Hugh, there is a chance he takes two or three coaches with him. That adds to the challenge of this whole thing for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. And a lot of those coaches are probably, guys that are looking to build their resume.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to say that. There's nothing wrong with that. And this opportunity, when it comes up, it presents itself to move up, make more money. You have to take those.
Sure, I get it.
I think that's why Kellen Moore has taken an opportunity that was presented to him, because last year, a couple years ago, he was the hot commodity. He was one of the hot coaches. And then he cooled off a little bit. If anything, he should be happy that he was here, because Jalen did him a solid by playing the way that he played to put his name back out there for one of those head coaching jobs. So, it's one of those things where I look at it like this, Joe. When you look at the coffers down there in New Orleans, if you decide to take that job as a coach, like, you have to interview for it, no question about it. But you have to be realistic about the situation that you're stepping into. And I think that those coaches, like, there are some that are going to probably, long talking a little bit, by the way, we're long talk alert. There are going to be some that are going to look at that as an opportunity to advance their career. Mm. And then some might look at that and be like, man, listen, real talk, we probably going to be fired in the next 2 years. You don't have a quarterback. You got an aging defense.
Bad salary cap situation.
You got an aging running back. Like, what am I walking into?
Yeah, well, Kellen's walking into a tough spot.
Yeah, I mean, realistic. And again, he has to take that because this might be his last bite at the apple. And when you look at the cap constraints that you're talking about and how you're going to resurrect this team, they'll be lucky if they win four games.
They might. I mean, they're either going to start Derek Carr or some journeyman, a quarterback, or a rookie. So, look, I'm not sure Kellen Moore's going to succeed. I just think it's a tough spot for the Eagles.
And I tell you what, man, being a guy who's been through that, and I made the decision to take the money, and full disclosure, if it was presented to me again, I'd probably do the same thing. But I would do it with a little bit more wisdom, thinking about what does that actually mean. Sometimes the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, and it depends on where you're at in your career.
Yeah.
You know? And look, I understand why Kellen Moore took the job. And we had some people. In fact, Seth Joyner, who just, you know, in studio with The Morning Show, he was on with us last week and said Kellen Moore's making a mistake. Regardless of Kellen Moore's future, I think it's a big deal for the Eagles because they have to replace him. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Smile the first thing out of their seat when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Losing Kellen Moore is a big deal or no big deal? 55% early in the poll say it's a big deal. Let's go to Les in Drexel Hill. What's up, Les?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey,
Les. Appreciate you guys.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, so I don't think it's a big deal at all. And the reason, there are a few key points I want to point out here. Number one, I think historically everyone should look at Kellen Moore's record. Yeah, he was a darling in Dallas, but under him, Dak Prescott had his worst turnover seasons. He was averaging 6 points per game, or 6 yards per pass, rather. That all exploded after McCarthy was like, all right, you've got to go. I'm going to take over the playbook, right? McCarthy was an offensive coach. Our current coach right here in Philly is an offensive coach, right? And as the point was just made, really, Jalen saved his career because he went to who everyone assumes is the third best quarterback in the NFL, in the Chargers, and he couldn't play this guy, right? He couldn't give him the plays that made him excel. He comes to Philadelphia. Jalen turns his entire career around. And we do know that the start of the season, they were 2-2. And the O-line and the coaches had a meeting and were like, hey, man, you trying to throw 35, 40 passes a game really isn't working, right? So I think coach brought him in and then retooled the offense more in what we should be playing, you know, resurrected his career. And as the point was just made, he's definitely cashing out. But I think he's gone in 2 years down there in New Orleans. He won't last for sure. And I just think that the playbook is going to carry on. We know what works with Jalen, right? He's adapted to 5 playbooks now over the course of 5 years. So I don't see the drop off there at all.
So, Les, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And I full disclosure, I don't think Kellen Moore is going to, you know, be in the playoffs or win a ton of games with New Orleans. Like, I'm with you. It's probably not going to work for him, unfortunately. But couldn't we have said the same thing, Les, when Steichen left? That Jalen's a star. They know what works with Jalen. The RPO, and then 2023 arrived, and it didn't work. Right? He had 15 interceptions. They didn't have a great season. So I get it, but we already saw evidence that when there's a drop off at coordinator, the team went backwards a little bit.
Well, so what I will say is that I think you're a little bit just like me, because I went back the previous year and I looked at the stats of that season, and if you actually go back, Jalen literally manhandled the NFL by himself. He put the entire team on his shoulder, audibled out of some terrible calls that were being made.
What year are we talking about? The 22?
Yeah, after the Super Bowl run, right? When we, you know, the problem was entirely on the defensive side of the ball. We went 10-1 for a reason, right? With Jalen Hurts, we went 10-1 for a reason off a new coordinator, right? You could see the place he was checking out, the calls he was checking out of, how he was reading the defenses. And we do know that the offense was largely injured that year. He played with an injury that got worse and
worse. Well, that's true. With his knee. Yeah, with his knee. And I agree with you. The defense was the biggest issue 2 years ago. Les, it's a good phone call. But we can also, if you want to look at the numbers, right? 3 years ago, 2022, Jalen didn't turn the ball over. 2 years ago now, you know, the season before this one we just had, he turned the ball over a lot. Then this year we just had, he didn't turn the ball over. I mean, if we're looking for differences year to year, because Jalen's had all these coordinators, Steichen and Moore, he didn't turn the ball over much, right? The Brian Johnson year, he turned the ball over a lot. That feels like the main difference.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, going into this one, you know, early on he had some turnovers, but I think as the year progressed and this offense evolved, he became more efficient with not turning the ball over. Here's the thing. Let's not forget that even though we won the Super Bowl, there was a lot of chatter about whether or not Jalen was the right guy for the job.
Well, I think everyone is kind of still in that daze of he's the Super Bowl MVP. So, people have forgotten season went.
Yeah, and I'm just keeping it a bean because there was a lot of conversation being had about whether or not, you know, if Jalen wouldn't have won this one, would he be the guy for the job? I think there was a lot of adapting that went on, probably on Jalen's side too. And I think he's probably in a better place for it because now he knows what it takes to be a champion. And sometimes, you know, you sacrifice, you have to make a little bit more of a sacrifice. So I think he's in a good space. I really, really do. I think they're all in a good space. And I think they're all willing to adapt to whatever's needed to be successful for next year.
Yeah, and look, maybe I'm basing this too much on 2 years ago. I think we all thought they'd be fine with Brian Johnson. Yeah, Steichen was good, but Jalen's here. Sirianni's here. Just elevate someone from the staff. It'll be fine. And then we all saw it. It really wasn't fine. Like, they were less efficient. They weren't quite as good. And then they had to go get Kellen Moore. Jeff's in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Joe is back from vacation of just enjoying the Super Bowl win, and now you're back to your normal self.
Yeah, I gave you guys a full week of jubilation, and then I woke up this morning. I'm like, well, wait a second. We lost Kellen Moore. Now what?
So I have no problem with this. Like, I don't think there's going to be any issue because there's basically been three constants over the last 4 years or 5 years. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and change. There's been a change almost every single year.
Changes.
Yeah. And if I have to take – if you tell me you get a Super Bowl victory and another Super Bowl appearance and four playoff appearances in a row, I'll take that all day. You'd be a fool not to take it.
Oh, no, Jeff, I mean, I would take it, too. Like, if you lined this up to me 4 years ago and you said, Joe, this is the way it's going to go, are you willing to accept this? Well, of course. But now that we're in it and I didn't sign up for it that way, I could still say it's a big deal.
To me, that's a testament to Jalen Hurts' adaptability and Nick Sirianni having some control. Now, look, I know I wasn't a Nick fan the first 4 weeks of the season because I didn't like the idea that he was shaving his head and yelling at people and having his kids up there. But the guys made a believer out of me, and, you know, Jalen Hurts being able to overcome a lot of that stuff, a little bit of infighting maybe, I don't see an issue with it. I really don't. And I think that I agree with
you. Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The last caller, that defense was really what caused the downfall last year. They were just bad.
Well, yeah, that was the biggest difference, right? The offense wasn't quite as efficient, and the two more turnovers that 23 year. But yeah, you're right, Jeff. The defense was the biggest difference there. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, a lot to discuss today. Devin's going to join us from Clearwater later in the show. We'll dive into some our first thoughts on the Phillies in spring training a little bit as well, and our favorite moments for this parade on Friday. But Hugh, we have a prize to give away today. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show.
Hey,
in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center, February 26th through March 2nd. For more information, and say it is, visit acboatshow.com. We can win those tickets by playing a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Yes, y'all know how we do with these. I give out these awesome clues, and you guys try to guess and see, you know, what it is. So this is I think this is a good one, Joe. I think I started out this one with a good first clue.
Okay, let's hear it.
And this person was a U.S. president before the year 2000.
Okay, so you gave people, you know, a certain amount to choose from, and then you took away like to four or five so far. That's four. All right, Hugh. I mean, it's a good. I wouldn't say it's one of your best first clues. You're going to have people upset at you, but
they're going to always be upset.
That's all right. All right, your first clue there: U.S. president before the year 2000. Hugh's Clues starts us off there. All right, let's go to Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Spike?
We're doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm a little sad about the Kellen Moore situation, but you know what? What other choice do we have? We have to figure it out. And Jalen's got some big experiences under his belt, and he's more mature, and he's learned a lot. So you know what? We have to trust and believe everything's going to be fine. So that's what I'm going with. And I want to say this on the radio, that Merrill Reese and Ray Didinger have the best voices in football. It's just got to be said.
They have great voices. Merrill, of course, the voice of the Eagles. And anytime we get a chance to hear Ray, I heard him this morning driving in, Spike. It's a treat, right? Especially when Ray's talking about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. You can't beat that.
I love that man. Anyway, so I want to guess on the Hughes Clues clue thing, because Kyle asked me if I wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is our first guess. Spike, good guess, but not the answer. What are you giggling at Bill over there?
I just had a thought.
Yeah, what's your thought?
Nothing.
Not for hair? Not to share?
I'm just like...
Well, I mean, you know, Hugh...
Right out the gate.
You like, throw out pre-2000 presidents. Wasn't he the last one before 2000?
Nothing. I just thought about him. I just thought about him and laughed.
Just thought about old William Clinton?
Yeah. Old William, the saxophone player.
215-592-9494. As Hugh giggles about Bill Clinton to start us off in the week. Brian is in Middletown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. So hold on. Was Bill Clinton the answer?
No, it wasn't the answer. No.
Okay, all right. Because I was thinking the same thing initially. So do you want me to give you my guess now or at the end of my
question? We'll do it at the end. Let's talk, what do you think about Kellen Moore, and then we'll get your guess before you're done.
My thing, look, obviously it's a deal, but it's not a big deal because, you know, I think a previous caller mentioned one of the constants has been changed, but also one of the constants in terms of the Eagles' success, and make no mistake about it, they've been successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they lost in the playoffs last year, and they had that tanking at the end of the season. But I remember in the 2023 season, Jalen Hurts, he went toe-to-toe with Josh Allen, okay? and he won in a shootout. And there are several games that season with Brian Johnson as an offensive coordinator that the Eagles' offense put points on the board.
Sure.
Right? So, and to me, and you look at Shane Steichen, you know, and even Kellen Moore, again, I mean, the fact of the matter is, what have they done outside of being with Jalen Hurts? The point is, it's a team game. It takes a lot of different factors. But for me, Jalen Hurts is growing as a quarterback. He's still only 26 years old. You know, even Tom Brady said he wasn't the same quarterback at 31, 32, 33 as he was in his mid-20s. And for me, this offense is really about Jalen Hurts, that whoever the coordinator is. Ultimately, he's the one that's going to be diagnosing things at the line of scrimmage. He's the one that's going to make the changes. And just the fact that he's been able to kind of take care of the blocking scheme, taking over what Jason Kelce had done for so many years. This young man's ability to just adapt to change, embrace it, yeah, it's not a big deal for me with Kellen Moore going. As long as you have Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, this team will be fine. And I do have a candidate that I hope that they'll consider.
Who are you thinking?
The offensive coordinator in-house, Jamal Singleton. The running backs coach.
So it's interesting, Brian. It's interesting you brought him up.
OC, he in the running for the OC, ain't he?
Yeah. So Kellen Moore is interviewing Doug Nussmeier, the quarterback coach, to be his OC down in New Orleans. He's also interviewing the guy you just mentioned, Singleton, the running back coach here, to be his OC. So Kellen Moore sees something in him too.
Absolutely. And think about it, how effective the run game has been.
Yep.
And I know with Saquon, but even DeAndre Swift. Was very productive.
Sure, sure.
Miles Sanders in 2022 when he went to the Super Bowl that year. And Kenneth Gainwell, well. So, again, yeah, I hope they're willing to sort of think outside the box. You know, I think sometimes running back coaches get overlooked, but running backs, not only are they running, they catch the ball, they have to pick up the blitz, they have to block. So, Jamal Singleton, hopefully they'll give him an opportunity. Head coach and the organization is comfortable with
it. Yeah, and my guess, Brian, is it's going to end up in-house. I mean, because they're so far behind the hiring cycle because they won the Super Bowl, like it's probably going to be one of these guys you're mentioning, either Singleton or Petullo, or Nussmeier. Probably one of these guys is the replacement. All right, Brian, who's your guess here for Hughes Clues for the Atlantic City Boat Show tickets?
Okay, I'm going to go with Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Not it, but a good guess, Brian.
Not a bad guess.
Well, I mean, you kind of opened it up to a wide range of U.S. presidents.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of those. You have 220-something years of U.S. presidents here to choose from, Hugh. I mean, you really...
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, you're trying to make it hard?
I'm trying to make it look, a little interesting.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Can I push back on one thing that's been said so far?
Can you push back
on it? Well, it doesn't matter who the coordinator is. If it doesn't matter, then they would have just kept Brian Johnson. It does matter. No,
it does, but I think that there's a template there that is being followed. I think Coach Sirianni had more input than we probably want to believe. I think, yeah, I do.
I don't know.
I think Jalen did as well.
Oh, you mean in the way the offense went or the hiring of Moore?
Well, the way the offense
went.
I think that this was an evolution, and at the end of the year was the culmination of everybody – finally getting on the same page.
Yep.
And so I think that there's a template there. Jalen has the cachet now. He can go in and say, nah, I don't like this, I don't like that. And I think he has more input because now he's probably more trusted than he was before the season started. And I think that him and his coach, they've had those tough conversations. And I'm pretty sure that Jalen has earned the respect that he can say who he wants to be the offensive coordinator.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to ask you that. So you think Jalen should be able to have some input on
this? Yes, I think he should because he's been uncomfortable, his words, or he has not been consistent.
Well, what did he say? He yearns for consistency?
Yeah. So I think that in order for him to be successful, he's already been successful, but in order to keep it going.
Sustain it, yeah.
Yeah, he should have some say in who he would like to work with.
I think that's, that's something that certainly could happen. Now, he did say in that cut we played in the first segment, it's out of his jurisdiction. I don't know what kind of say he had over the Brian Johnson thing. Remember how close they are? They've known each other his whole life. I mean, maybe he did 2 years ago, and then they kind of took that away from him. I don't know, but one thing that I think is interesting is, are they going to go for the... Do the Eagles want someone that's going to be poached in a year? Hugh, you brought up the name Frank Reich. You know, Frank Reich could be almost like a Fangio, where even if they have success, he's not leaving. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if there's any thought inside the building to, do we look for someone now that is A, good, but B, will stick around a while? Because this keeps happening. Guys are here, they get an opportunity. If they hire a young guy, let's say it's a Singleton or it's a Petullo. Mm-hmm. And the offense, they win the Super Bowl again next year. You know what's going to happen. Someone's mm-hmm. going to want to hire them. I wonder if they want to get off this hamster wheel of the coordinator thing.
You know what? To be honest, I don't think they're afraid of that. I just have a feeling like that is the least of their worries, because they have like.
But Hurts doesn't love it.
No, Hurts doesn't love it, but he's adapted well to it. They got the right guy for the job. I think that the Eagles, when you look at them as an organization, and they've gotten to the point where, for lack of a better way of saying it, plug and play. It's more like a plug and play mm-hmm. situation.
Well, that shows how good of an organization
well,
they are.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, we got the players.
Right.
We just need the direction. And if we can get, like, it's managing the egos, and it's getting everybody to row in the same direction. You know who this reminds me of a little bit? And it's a small sampling size, but people just bear with me for a minute. John Calipari. I remember when he was. I remember I had a chance to talk to him when I was at ESPN, and I asked him how is it that you can get these kids 1 year?
Oh, because he was doing the one and done.
He was doing the one and done, and he was like, "Man, you just got to get everybody rowing in the same direction." He said, "You know what it is when it comes to my program and where you're going to ultimately end
the
up."
The NBA at that point. Yeah,
that's what you're doing, and that's what he sold. So if the Philadelphia Eagles are a hot destination right now. Everybody wants to play. Hell, Myles Garrett wants to come. He ain't said it, but you know he, man, hell.
Well, you saw when he smirked at the afternoon show.
Come on,
New
man.
Orleans.
He want to be here.
Yeah.
This is a destination city. You know, this is a place that guys want to play because you're guaranteed to go to the playoffs. And you're going to probably be in the Super Bowl if you come here.
Well, and if you do a good job as a coordinator, you're going to get a chance to be a head coach. 215-592-9494 for all your phone calls coming up. I think losing Kellen Moore is a big deal. What do you think? Your guess is for Hughes Clues for a chance at a great place. Plus, we'll get to our favorite moments from the Eagles parade speeches next. Our first chance to talk about those. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon, specifically Hatfield bacon. Y'all know how I feel about bacon. I got in trouble one time for cooking bacon on the air. Because they were mad because they couldn't get any bacon. It's packed with flavor, sizzles to perfection, and it comes in so many delicious varieties, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick cut. They got extra thick cut and even maple brown sugar bacon for that sweet, savory kick. On your next trip to the grocery store, do yourself a favor and put some Hatfield bacon in your cart. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.